I'm Samantha Colby. The title of my talk has somewhat changed since I originally submitted it. I completed this project as part of an undergraduate thesis at Lewis and Clark College with the help of Andrew Muldenke, who is now my advisor at Oregon State, and Peter Kennedy. This project was looking at the influence of Suomite communities in Pacific Northwest forests. The question we started out with was whether significant differences in soil nitrogen content might affect the abundance and biomass of the soil-dwelling mites. This question is relevant because red alder, which is a common deciduous tree in the Pacific Northwest, has a symbiosis with an actinomycete, Frankia. The result of this symbiosis is the formation of nodules on red alder's roots, which you can see in the middle picture. These nodules convert nitrogen from the atmosphere into ammonia, which is an organic usable form. The tree then incorporates this nitrogen source into its biomass, and the nitrogen can become available in the soil when its litter decomposes, additionally when nitrogen leaches out of the plant material itself, and when soil fauna feed directly upon these nodules and their fecal pellets become high in nitrogen concentration. Because of these nitrogen inputs by red alder, we wondered whether soil mite communities might be different between red alder and big leaf maple soils. Big leaf maple is a good comparison tree because, like alder, it is common and deciduous, but it lacks the symbiosis with Frankia, thus we wouldn't expect to find higher nitrogen content in its soils. We hypothesized that because of the higher availability of nitrogen in alder soils, we would find higher biomass, abundance, and diversity of the mites. Some previous studies have set a context for such a question to be asked. Schultz and DeSanto collected invertebrates from the foliage of various tree species in Alaska and found the highest species richness and biomass on alder foliage. Similarly, Jeffrey Miller at OSU has been collecting caterpillars from the foliage of different tree species in Oregon for 3 years. And here's a small graph of his data comparing red alder and big leaf maple collections. The pair of bars on the left shows number of individuals collected on foliage per unit of time. The red is red alder and the blue is big leaf maple. So you can see much higher abundance collected on alder. The pair of bars on the right shows number of species collected, again on red for red alder and blue for big leaf maple. So while studies like these have shown that alder has the potential to support greater abundance, biomass, and richness above ground, no studies have yet looked at whether such a trend might continue below ground in the soil. Additionally, one study has looked at the effect of adding nitrogen to a system on mite communities and found little difference. However, in this study, they added nitrogen in the form of a liquid fertilizer. This might leave the system much more quickly, for one thing, and also would probably only be available to bacteria to consume, whereas a long-term nitrogen source in the form of litter, while lasting longer in the system, would also potentially be available to different trophic levels and thus maybe create differences in the overall community structure. To answer this question, I found two stands, both of alder and big leaf maple, and collected 6 soil cores from each stand. So in total, there were 12 soil cores from alder and 12 from big leaf maple. Then extracted the fauna using Berlizzi Tallgren funnels and the hexane flotation method, and then measured the number of individuals and the biomass of each mite species per sample. I also had soil nutrient analysis performed by A&L Western Agricultural Labs. So, after staring in a microscope like this for countless hours, found over 10,000 mites in my sample across 61 taxa. These were identified to the genus and family level. Our first finding was that soil nitrogen content is indeed significantly higher in the alder soils, which again is what we would expect because of alder's symbiosis with Frankia. So here you see about twice as much nitrogen content in alder soil with a p-value of 0.008. Similarly, we found that both mite biomass and abundance are significantly higher in the alder stands. The first graph shows biomass, and you can see about 1/3 higher biomass in the alder soils with a p-value of 0.03. There's also 1/3 higher abundance, approximately, in the alder stands with a p-value of about 0.04. We also looked at the correlation between biomass abundance and soil nitrogen content. The first graph shows the relationship between biomass and soil nitrogen content, and you can see that samples that had higher soil nitrogen content also had higher mite biomass. So this linear relationship of increasing mite biomass with soil nitrogen had an R-squared value of about 0.3, and similarly, this graph here shows abundance increasing with higher soil nitrogen content, also with the R-squared value of about 0.3. When we look at richness and diversity between these stands, we'll see that richness is significantly higher in the alder soils. It's not a lot higher, but it is significantly higher. Whereas diversity, mean diversity, is much higher on average in the alder soils, but because there's such great variation within the maple samples, this difference wasn't statistically significant, but I still think that because the difference is so large that it's relevant in telling of the systems. However, we did find that neither diversity nor richness show any correlation with soil nitrogen content. This first graph is diversity, and it's basically a straight line with no R-squared value. And this one shows richness also doesn't seem to increase significantly with soil nitrogen content. That's unfortunate. Well, in addition to looking at those factors, we also looked at mite community structures as a whole between alder and maple in terms of species composition, as well as the relative abundances of those species present. This figure comes from a PC ordination. Each red bar denotes the mite community found in one particular red alder plot, and each blue bar denotes a mite community found in one big leaf maple plot. So what you might see is a fairly clear separation out, particularly of several of the maple mite communities, but also there seems to be a tendency for the red alder to cluster down here and the maple to separate out, although there is some overlap. We also had an analysis of similarity performed, and this told us that the mite communities are distinct between the red alder and the big leaf maple stands overall, and we can be 99% certain that this difference is not due to chance with a p-value of 0.02. These ranked abundance curves sort of highlight some of the differences in terms of community structure and composition between the two forest types. So the first thing that you'll notice is that, again, mite abundance overall across all taxa is significantly lower in the big leaf maple stands. Additionally, that aside from Apiella and Chelorhabdes, which are the two most dominant taxa in both stands because they're generalists and pretty common, the ordering of dominance is quite different between the alder and the big leaf maple forests. I've highlighted with the green arrow here pointing to zircon, which are the fourth most abundant in alder. Over here, they're the seventh most abundant in maple, and these differences in ordering and dominant are consistent across the taxa. So in addition to analyzing the differences between the maple and alder communities by community structure, we also chose to look at the overall trophic structures between the two communities. So these graphs show the relative proportion by biomass of each guild in the alder and maple communities. The blue show fungivores, the red are predators, green are shredders, orange are saprophages, and pink are still unknown. So the main difference we noticed here is that by biomass, we had twice as much predator biomass in the maple forest as in the alder forests. But this became more complex when we looked at abundance as well as biomass. So the top show alder by abundance and maple by abundance. And when you look here, you'll see that predators by abundance are twice as many predators in the alder forest as the maple forests, whereas again the reverse is true in the maple forest, whereas we have by biomass twice as much predator content as in the alder sample. So to look at the root of this, we found that zircon were much more abundant in the alder samples here, 584 total, and they're really small. They had a biomass of 7 micrograms, whereas the Golumna, which are comparatively huge and have a biomass of 195 micrograms, were much more abundant in the maple stand. Also of note is that zircon came out as indicator species for the alder forest type, and Golumna were indicator species for the maple forest. So the differences we see in the abundances of these two species are somewhat telling of the characteristics of the two different communities. So our explanation for what's going on here is that in the alder soil, since you have more nitrogen available, you might see frequent bacterial blooms as that nitrogen is consumed by bacteria, which would lead to a corresponding bloom in nematode populations, which consume the bacteria. Nematodes are the food base of these predators, and so with such a system of cyclical blooms and fluctuations in food sources, a system like that would tend to favor our selected predators, such as the zircon. Whereas maple must be, well, we think it's a much more stable system, and its food base is likely based on fungi, which would be constantly present, and a stable system like this might favor K-selected predators like Golumna. So to summarize my findings overall, soil nitrogen content, mite biomass, mite abundance, and richness are all significantly higher in the alder soils. Diversity is also higher, and while not statistically significant, I think it's certainly relevant, and I would say that diversity on average is higher in alder soils. Furthermore, we see a tendency for mite biomass and abundance to increase with higher soil nitrogen content. And overall, communities are different between the two forest types in terms of species composition and community structure, as well as trophic guild structure. The implications of this study is that while previous work has shown that red alder has the capacity to influence above-ground invertebrate communities, this study shows that the trend does continue below ground in the soil and potentially correlates with nitrogen availability. It furthermore implies that fundamentally, red alder soil communities are driven by bacteria, whereas the bigleaf maple soil communities are driven by fungi, and that the differences we see between the two community types are because the drivers of the systems are fundamentally different. And with that, I'd like to thank the faculty who helped me, as well as my funding sources at Lewis and Clark College, and hopefully take a question or two. Well, the diversity index I used is Shannon-Wiener diversity, and it's sort of it's a mathematical function that incorporates both richness and abundance. So it doesn't look just at the richness between the two, but the abundance of each species that you find in the samples.
Well, I mean something much more basic.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Diversity just means number of species, and richness means...
No, richness means number of species, and diversity is an index that I use that sort of connects richness with the relative abundance of each species. Does that?
That helps a lot, I think.
Okay, sorry.